Hey, welcome to the March 14th, 2024 edition of Fortnite, brought to you by the National Golf Foundation, the association and trusted advisor for golf businesses. When it comes to golf industry insights, marketing services to grow your business, and grow the game initiatives like Welcome to Golf, NGF is the go-to organization that businesses, both big and small, rely on. Visit our membership page for more info, and you can even become a member securely online. Prefer to speak to a human? Contact Mo at 561-354-1617 or email her at mbaldwin@ngf.org. That's M-B-A-L-D-W-I-N at ngf.org. You'll be glad you did. The title of today's Fortnite is, How Does Golf in Your State Stack Up? Florida has a specialty license plate, a source of funding for Florida junior golf programs that identifies NGF's home state as the golf capital of the world. It's hard to argue. Florida's home to the most U.S. golf courses by a long shot, 1,262 in total. That's 31% more than California, the second best supplied state. Outside the U.S., only three countries in the world have more: Japan, the U.K., and Canada, meaning Florida boasts a greater supply of golf from Panhandle to Keys than nations such as Australia, Germany, South Korea, France, and China. There are 94 golf courses within a 20-mile radius of the NGF office in Jupiter, Florida. One of them, the 18-hole Jupiter Dunes Par 3 course, aka the Little Monster, is across the street from NGF headquarters. When it comes to golf course activity, Florida leads the way in several categories: most rounds played, most new courses opened in 2023, most courses closed in 2023, most courses under construction or in planning. Beyond Florida, however, there are plenty of other compelling state stats. While every state aside from Alaska has more than 40 golf courses, consider that almost two-thirds of U.S. states have at least 175. The state with the highest proportion of public golf is Minnesota. A whopping 90% of Minnesota's 477 golf courses are open to public play, higher than the 73% national average. Neighboring Wisconsin is close behind, with 88% of its 528 courses being public, whether daily fee, municipal, or resort. There is plenty of accessible golf when our Midwestern friends aren't playing hockey or ice fishing. As for the state with the lowest proportion of public golf, that would be the nation's most densely populated state, New Jersey, where 48% of courses are private, many concentrated in proximity to New York City. No state has more golfers per public course than New Jersey, creating competition for coveted weekend tee times. California has far and away the most golfers of any state, almost 2.8 million in the nation's most populous state. The next six most populous states are also the only other states with more than 1 million golfers each: Texas, Florida, New York, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Ohio. As for the state with the fewest golfers, that would be the one with the smallest U.S. population, Wyoming, which counts approximately 50,000 golfers, fewer than Washington, D.C., and less than 2% of California's total. Looking for more information about golf in your state? NGF State Reports details supply and demand for all 50, plus the aforementioned District of Columbia, from youth golfer participation totals to the number of par 3 courses or a count of public facilities with a premium of $80 or more price point. VIP and executive NGF members can visit the vault page on our website to access the 2024 state-by-state one-pagers. NGF maintains the definitive database of every course in America and the world. Please reach out if access to that database would be helpful to you or your business. Well, that wraps up this edition of Fortnite. We hope you enjoyed listening to or reading it as much as we enjoyed writing it. Don't forget to check out our services and member options. And as always, thanks for listening. We'll be back again in a fortnight.